أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اتبع ما أوحي إليك من ربك لا إله إلا هو وأعرض عن المشركين. ولو شاء الله ما أشركوا وما جعلناك عليهم حفيظا وما أنت عليهم بوكيل. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 107 and 108 of Surah Al-An'am. In the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Allah giving insan the basirah, Allah ta'ala giving insan that natural ability to comprehend, giving insan the capacity to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and of course accept Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, basically there were two enemies, or there were two oppositions that opposed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One had the knowledge of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One had understood the qualities of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his coming into this world, the physical features of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, up to even the description of Madina Munawwara, they had known, and that was the Ahl Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. They had knowledge, divine knowledge, knowledge that came down from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, knowledge which they had learned, they had digested, they internalized, and now they were anticipating Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the other hand, the second that opposed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the Quraysh of Makkah. They themselves had seen Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grow in their midst. They had full knowledge of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the fact that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grew up, didn't go out to learn anything. Hence, whatever came down to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he spoke, they would have understood it is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They should have said clearly that he has learned from Allah Rabbul Izzat, rather than making the allegation that he had learned from other sources besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So hence Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, on occasions like these, Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala commanded Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam to give the message. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, like Allah Ta'ala said in the verses before, he is not a guardian upon them and he is not a guard. What should Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? Allah Ta'ala says, اتَّبِعْ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, follow that which has been revealed to you. What has been revealed to you? This Quran. Now these people will break the commandments of Allah in opposing you. They will break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in trying to stop others from following you. They will do all sorts of things. But for you, the Nabi of Allah, those that follow the Nabi of Allah, you remain steadfast on the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded. The earlier commands of Allah ta'ala would be make sabr. Then the latter commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be go out in the path of Allah. Then whatever the command of Allah ta'ala be, you will follow the command of Allah. And possibly and probably in our personal lives, whether it pertains to the propagation of deen or otherwise, we should also follow the very same advice that Allah ta'ala gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when there is opposition of whatever cause we have, our responsibility will always be اتَّبِعْ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. We will follow the wahi of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, and that of the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La ilaha illa hu. There is no deity besides Allah. There is no might besides Allah. There is no power. There is no guide besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will guide whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires, and there is no one else that can influence the heart towards hidayat but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa a'rid anil mushrikeen, and turn away from the polytheist. In other words, whatever difficulties they may impose upon you, turn away from it, turn a blind eye to all of that, and keep your gaze on Allah and the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states a mighty wisdom of Allah ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala so desired, مَا أَشْرَكُوا, they would have not committed shirk. If it was in the wisdom of Allah ta'ala that every human being becomes a muwahid, every human being becomes one that believes in Allah ta'ala, then that would have been a different issue. But in the wisdom of Allah ta'ala, that is not to be, and that is something that everyone needs to understand. Whoever Allah ta'ala has blessed with iman, Allah ta'ala has blessed with iman. Otherwise, that is the wisdom of Allah. We will not understand such wisdom. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. And O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not kept you a guard upon them. In other words, you are not to push them towards iman. You will deliver the message, your fikr, your concern, all of that Allah ta'ala appreciates. But that is where insan will stop, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the controller of hearts. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. And you are not a guardian upon them, that their affairs are in your hands. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, you will have to be responsible and answer for them. All of that is not in your hands. Everything is in the hands of Allah insofar as hidayat is concerned. Our responsibility will always be, we make the fikr, Allah will reward us for the fikr. We make the effort, Allah ta'ala will reward us for the effort. But thereafter, hidayat is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.